get your Bible, turn to Psalms. Go to the end of the book of Psalms. How many of you went to church when you were a kid? Remember the old days of you couldn't wait to see your buddy? Because you didn't see him all week? Yep. I remember him. Of course, I don't know what my son's excuse is. He sees Carson Payton and Carson Mosley every day because they're all three are going to the same school in kindergarten, the same class. So they get to see each other for several hours every day, Monday through Friday, and act like they haven't seen each other all week. They just saw each other this morning. But that's kids for you, right? You know, can't wait to see them. Yeah. Of course, we should probably be like that too, you know, be excited to see our friends. But, you know, we have to be reserved, you know, we're adults, right? I can't show enthusiasm or joy, you know. Life gets me down now. Yeah, pray about it. yeah. It's okay, and I know, if we smile, we'll crack, right? Don't want to crack our face or put add more wrinkles, you know. Oh man, it's good to, you know, there's good and bad wrinkles, I think. All right, you know, if you're frowning all the time, that's going to create bad wrinkles, but if you smile all the time, it'll create good wrinkles. So, you know, Psalm, go to 146. We're gonna look at every one of these last chapters here. So get your fingers nimble, okay? We're gonna be turning a few pages tonight. At least, especially at the beginning here. Look at 146 verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being." Look at 147 verse 1. "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely." Look at verse 7. "Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, sing praise upon the harp unto our God." 148, verse 1. "Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights. Praise him all his angels, praise ye him all his hosts. Praise ye him sun and moon, praise him all ye stars of light. Praise him ye heavens of heavens and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord." 149 verse 1. "Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints." And then chapter 150. "Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals." I don't know about you, but I can't play any of those that he just said. But here you go. This is for the rest of us that can't do that. Verse 6. "Let everything that hath breath..." Y'all look like you got breath tonight. You're still alive. "Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." I think God wants us to praise him. You know, you read through that whole book of Psalms, and there's different psalms for different occasions and different things going on. And then you get to the end of the book, and God tells us to praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Go to Luke chapter 19. Verse Luke 19, verse 37. It says, and when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. Think about that. It specifically tells us they weren't praising Jesus. They were praising God for what Jesus had done. And the disciples, or these Pharisees are saying, rebuke them for praising God? What? You're supposed to be religious people. You're supposed to want people to praise God. I mean, that's how much the Pharisees hated Jesus, okay? And when people gave praise to God because Jesus did a mighty work or did a good deed, they got mad at it. That's how, you know, someone's really messed up and off the rocker when they hate you that much that, how dare you do something good and give credit to God for it? Wait, what? What? Because Jesus didn't even take the credit himself, and they weren't giving him the credit. They were giving the credit to God. What does he say? And he answered and said unto them, Jesus, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. I got an object lesson for you here. Here you go. The stones. Now, if I told you this thing could cry out, you'd all laugh at me. But if it did start crying out, you'd all probably run out of that room screaming. I'd be right behind you. But Jesus tells us, says, look, if you don't do it, these will. How sad would it be that lifeless object had to have to give God praise because we kept our mouth shut? That would be sad. There's no reason for that. We should make sure. There should be no reason for any of these rocks to have to cry out to God and give him praise. But according to Jesus, he says, look, if they don't do it, these will. Now, I believe there's enough people of God around this earth, we could keep praise going to God 24/7, all the time, constantly. There's always somebody awake. There should be praise going to God every second of every day from this earth. There should be no quietness at all, in my opinion, of praise going to God. Go to Joshua 24. Joshua 24, look in verse 26. It says, and Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said unto all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us, for it hath heard all the words of the Lord which he spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest ye deny your God. Joshua said that stone heard everything that was said, and that stone would be a witness. Do the other stones hear everything we say? Think about that. Look, in Silicon Valley, where they make all the computer parts, your smartphone, you know? Wrong pocket. I changed pocket when I preach because I gotta have the thing over here and your smartphone. Look, the stuff that makes those components comes from this. Comes from sand. Sand and rock. And they make those little chips, and those little chips store information. And that silicate, it comes from sand and from rock. And they figure out a way to use that silicate. I wonder. I went looking, and people go, well, they think that it's possible that this stores information, but we don't know how to harness it. I think it does store information.
I think the rocks hear everything that's said.
Joshua told us way back then that this rock's going to be a witness of everything that's said, and it's going to go to God and give account for what we have heard.
You don't be ashamed. It's about the judgment. God calls the rocks for the information to see, did my child give me praise?
And you find out very little or no praise is ever given.
There's rock and sand all over this earth.
You say, we're in a building. What do you think those walls are made of?
What's that stuff called?
Sheetrock.
Same stuff that's found in here is in those rock, in them walls.
This floor, there's concrete underneath.
That's got rock in it.
It's storing all, I think they're storing all kinds of information.
Wouldn't it be sad if when that judgment comes and we find out, well, how much did I praise God?
Very little can be found. Very little record can be found because, well, we've got the source to that recorded it, but doesn't show much.
We'll talk tonight about praising God. I think that's something we need to do more of. It's something God's been, this year, it's something I've been working on in my own life, realizing I don't give God praise enough for who he is. And I've got to start doing it more and more. And if I don't do it in my, I notice if I don't do something in my private life, I'm not going to do it in my public life. So guess what? I'm not going to be a witness out there to others for God. Because I'm not finding ways to praise him. I'm not finding reasons to praise him.
I want to look at it. I got six things, Sarah. Six. Ready? I got six.
She's just got to remember one.
So I'll list them all out. So we got six things that we're going to look at with our praise to God. Let's go to God in a word of prayer tonight before we get into these six things. Lord, we come before you, God, and we thank you for your word that gives us instruction to know how we should live, and we're looking at how we can better praise you, Lord. And I just ask you, give me the right words to say as I preach this message. May your name be lifted up and glorified tonight, and may Jason Dunbar be put off to the side so that you can receive the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. The first one is the call to praise. Look at Psalm 150. Go back to Psalm 150. And look in Psalm chapter 5. Psalm chapter 5 and Psalm 150. Psalm chapter 5, verse 1 through 3 says, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up.
Does God hear your voice in the morning?
Look, I'm just as guilty sometimes to get up and your brain starts thinking about other things and you get going on doing other things instead of making sure you spend a little time with him. He wants to hear us in the morning. Look back, Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. There is definitely a call to praise. God wants us to praise him. He's told us to praise him. Where should we praise him? Well, one is in the sanctuary. We just did that tonight, folks. We're here in the sanctuary, right? We sang songs to him, and there's all kinds of songs in the hymnal. Look, there's a multitude of songs beyond our hymnal. I mean, there's just lots and lots of songs. There's praise and worship songs that you can find. Look, we need to be careful about going, oh, praise and worship. Because I know there's some groups out there that have taken it and they've kind of perverted it a bit. Okay, they've made it something that it shouldn't be.
and made it very fleshly, very look at me. Okay? Don't let them take something that God has clearly said is for us and say, oh, I can't have that anymore. No, they don't let them steal you of something that belongs to you. Look, we should give God praise and we should give him worship. And we can do it in song. And there are good worship songs out there. There's good praise songs. Look, our hymnal's got a lot of songs about what he's done for us. It's good to praise him for that. And when we come into the sanctuary, we praise God for what he's done for us. It's also good to just praise God for who he is. Just praise him for who he is. Where else should we do it? Oh, just do it outside. Do it in the sanctuary and do it outside. When you're out at the supermarket. When you're talking to people. Hey, someone comes up and says, you know, someone mentions the weather to you. Hey, whether it's super hot or it's too cold or it's perfect in between, maybe find a way to give honor and praise to God. Because who brought that weather? He did. He gave it to us. And, you know, hey, it's our fault for living in Texas, okay? I mean, hey, land of the free, I guess that's the price we got to pay to have some good freedom down here, is we got to put up with the heat, all right? But, you know, you think about it, as a Christian, this is as hot as it's ever going to get for us. Because when we die, we'll be up there in heaven. We ain't going to feel that heat at all. So give them praise. Give them honor. Throw that out there. Man, people, they might do a double take at you if you, you know, give God praise. And sometimes they, if they're a Christian that's quiet about it, they might, oh, hey, yeah, God is good, you know, and get a little joy in their life or something. But yeah, find ways to praise God out there to other people. Why should we praise him? Well, first of all, because what he's done for us. Look, he has done an abundant of things. He's going to continue to do things for you. He's not done doing things for you. Praise him for it. Praise him for it. But what else? Oh, praise him for who he is. Think about it. If all we ever do is praise God for what he's done for me, that's very me-focused. That's very selfish. Thanks, God, for what you did for me. Does God deserve praise whether he's good to you or not? Yeah, he does. He deserves it, no matter what. Whether, you know, look, if we end up having to live like Job did for that horrible period of his life, and you live that the rest of your life, God's still worthy of praise. He's worthy of praise in the bad times. He's worthy of praise in the good times. Just because of who he is. Because he's a holy God. He's a just God. He's the great creator. He deserves our praise no matter what. Praise him for who he is. Not just what he's done for you. How should we praise him? Well, we can do it with instruments. And we've got some folks here that are talented at playing instruments. Maybe you say, well, I'm not real, real talented. Okay. God didn't say you had to be super talented. Playing an instrument takes work. Takes time. You want to get better at it? You got to put time into it. Just like anything else. I've listened to an audiobook years ago, and the guy was talking about just different talents and things. And it's research has been done and realized that in order to get masterful at anything, you have to put in about 10,000 hours. That's a lot of time. And they looked at all the high-performing musicians, especially they looked at musicians, especially because it's a pretty good way to gauge where people are at. And they looked at different people, and they, you know, there were some people that were really good, and they put in anywhere from 5,000 to 8,000 hours between 5 years old and 18 years old. But there's just something about putting in that extra 10,000 hours. Just that little bit. You go, but they put in 8,000. Yeah, but that extra 2,000, it just, by 18, 20 years old, if you've put in 10,000 hours, you say, how much time is that? That's a lot of time. You're talking 2 to 3 hours every day. That's a lot of time. But those are the people that, they're the master musicians. And they're just, they mastered that instrument. They just, I mean, they're amazing. They know it. But it even goes to other things, sports. Come to find out that the basketball player that is putting in hours upon hours upon hours just shooting shots, shooting shots, shooting shots, makes a difference. I've seen interviews of Kobe Bryant, and when he was in high school, he was up at 4 in the morning, I think it was 4 in the morning, would go to the gym, work out before school started, shower, get to class, after class, have basketball practice. He would get an extra 3 to 4 hours of practice every day, Monday through Friday, before anyone else. That's why he was so good at his craft, because he put the time in. All that about musical instruments. If you want to get good at it, you got to put the time into it. Say, I'm not very good at praising God. Neither am I. When I actually put an effort into to doing it and realize, hey, I need to start praising God. Like, I'm going to on purpose praise him. I wasn't very good at it. Still not that great at it. But you got to put time in. You got to do it. If you can play an instrument, man, praise God with it. Don't use it for the world. There's enough people out there praising, you know, and let's be honest, they're praising themselves. That's what it's all about. It's let me praise myself with my instrument, with the talent that I have, that I've perfected. It, use it and praise God with it. Otherwise, use your voice. Use your voice. Hey, it says, everyone that hath breath, praise the Lord. Say, what about the mute person, Pastor? How is that person going to praise God because they can't even speak? Well, you know what? If we saw them in the service and all of a sudden they put their hands up and went like this, I think we all would know what they were doing to praising God. Because maybe it's not coming out verbally here, but it's coming out like this. They can praise God. Praise the Lord. It's the number one repeated command that's found in the Bible. Praise the Lord. I believe it's 32 times it's mentioned in the Bible. Just the phrase, praise the Lord. The number one repeated command. I think God wants us to do it. I mean, think of any other command. I can't think of any other command that's in 5 chapters just mentioned again and again and again and again and in 5 chapters in a row. I think God wants us to praise him. How about the cause for your praise? Psalm 18. We had the call for your praise, the cause for your praise. Psalm 18, verses 2 and 3. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Why should you praise God? Because he's worthy of it, folks. Look, we give man gets all kinds of praise. And there's times we go, yeah, they were worthy of it. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But God is always worthy of our praise. Always worthy. There's never a time or a doubt in my mind that you, and even in yours, you go, oh, is God really worthy of my praise? Oh, yeah, he is. He's worthy of it all the time. We need to give it to him. Number 3, the consequences of your praise. The consequences, Psalm 50, verse 23. Now, this is a good consequence, okay? I know you hear that word, we think of something bad is about to happen. Oh, no. I did something bad. The consequence. I'm going to get the rod on my backside. No. Not a bad consequence. This is a good consequence. Psalm 50, verse 23 says, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Every time we give God praise, we glorify him. Every time we praise him, we glorify him. Think about that. We are dirt Okay? Just a reminder, you're dirt. I know sometimes we forget that. I know I do. Okay? We try to make sure this dirt looks pretty good. Okay? Even us fellas do. I know, you know, we often get hard on the ladies sometimes because, you know, they got the makeup and the skincare routine and got to do the hair and all that. But, you know, even us guys, we do stuff to try to make it look somewhat presentable, right? But even this animated dirt ball is able to praise him. And if I give him praise, I give him glory. He's worthy of that. He's worthy of both. He says, hey, you give me praise? Well, you've glorified me. Wow. That's amazing. I can glorify God just by giving him some praise. How about the conduct in your praise? Go to 2 Chronicles 7. We saw the call for you to praise, the cause for you to praise, the consequences of your praise, now the conduct in your praise. Look at verse 1, 2 Chronicles 7, 1. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord filled the house, and the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Think about this. When you praise God, you come before his presence. Okay? The Bible tells us when we pray to God, we come before his presence. Well, prayer is what? Prayer is talking to God. I believe when we praise God, we come before his presence. Well, can you do that with a proud heart? No. So you know what? We need to come to him with praise and humble adoration. But I've realized if I am praising him and giving him the praise that he deserves and I'm doing it on a regular basis, I get a more humble heart. Because what happens is I realize it's not about me, it's about him. Everything in this life is about him. And so if I can get more praise to him, I get the focus, my focus, off of me and onto him. And so it helps me to be more humble, which is always a good thing. And it gets him more praise. Because it's kind of a loop, all right? If you praise him, hopefully you get a little humility. You can't praise him with pride. You've got to come to him with some humility anyways to give him praise. So as you praise him, you realize how great he really is. So it causes you to be a little more humble, which in turn allows you to keep praising him some more, and it just keeps going. That's how we can come to him. Our conduct and our praise, we should have humble adoration to him. Because the more we praise him, the more we realize how great he is because of who he is, not because of me. And not even, you know, like I said, hey, he deserves praise for what he's done for us, but just praise him because of who he is. He deserves it. How about the courage in your praise? The courage with your praise. Go to Psalm 56. Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. It says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. You know, if I'm praising God, the more I do it, the less I worry about what other people think. You know why we don't praise God in public? Fear, man. If you're afraid, if you won't publicly praise God out there in the world, you come to church, man, we can do it here. It's easy, right? We're surrounded with other Christians. Man, everybody else is praising God. This is the easy place to do it. Now, if you can't do it here, you got problems. I don't know. You need to get right with God or something, because if you can't do it in the sanctuary of the Lord, something's not right. Either you ain't saved because you ain't got nothing to praise God about, or you got a heart problem. Okay? That's what that's for. Okay? Come down to that altar, get it taken care of. Between you and God, get it taken care of. You don't need to come see me. You just need to get it taken care of with God. All right? This should be the easy place to do it. When them songs are sung, man, you should be able to lift your voice up. Okay? You're amongst friends. Look, someone ridiculed. If someone say, it's coming from the guy who can't sing, okay? Who makes joyful noise. Who has had someone do this to him when I was younger, okay? Someone comes up to you and tells you, hey, you sound bad. Would you stop singing? You come see me. You send them to me. Because I got a few words to say. I had that happen one time when I was a kid. We were at a family camp. My dad got asked to come preach for family camp, and we were sitting there, we were singing songs. And it's, you know, we were young teenagers, so this other young teenage kid comes over, leans over to me, and he's like, hey, would you quiet down? You sound bad. How many have ever been a young, you know, young, you guys, young, stupid teenage guy? Yeah. Look, I'm not going to ridicule them too hard on them, because if the roles were reversed, if I could have sung it, I probably would have been as dumb as him and said something. But I sat there and I started to quiet down and I went, no. Amen. You don't like what? You don't want to hear me? Move! So I got louder. And, I say, I'm not singing for you. I'm singing for God. And that's how it should be in this house, especially congregation singing. I love congregation singing. You know why? If you don't like how I sing, drown me out. Sing louder.
Amen.
That's my opinion. Amen. I'm not going to come up here and try to do a special for you, because that's just, hey, I believe specials. Yes, we sing specials for God, but it's also to bless the congregation. And my voice is not going to bless the congregation. But I know down in that pew I can bless God. And if you as a congregation go, man, I don't know, sing louder. This is an easy place to do it, folks. Out there is a little different story. But you know what? We should go out in public and praise God.
Amen.
He's worthy of it. We should go out there and let them know that I've got a good God.
Amen.
You know why the world rubs its gods in our face? Because they don't know that we have a better God than they do.
Amen.
We don't praise Him enough. If all of Christianity, saved Christianity, would get more vocal about how great our God is, and we wouldn't walk around so much with the down face because, oh man, it's so bad, it's 108 outside. I'm preaching to myself, okay? I'm not just preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself, because there's days I'll walk into Walmart and I'm like, no, put a smile on your face. You got reasons to rejoice. If we all would start rejoicing maybe a little bit more, they might look at us and go, well, what God do they serve? How come they always seem to be having a good time? I might have to go check them out, because my God, it's not as good as their God. I mean, you ever hear the Muslim prayer calls or whatever? I mean, they don't sound like they're rejoicing real loud. I'm just saying, it doesn't sound, it's just very, I don't know. I don't enjoy it. Maybe somebody does, but they don't sound too thrilled. We got to praise them more. Out there. Not just here, out there. You know what? Do it here. I encourage you, go home and do it. Because if you'll do it in your private life, it might actually seep out into your public life. Because now all of a sudden it's becoming natural for you to praise God. And then all of a sudden out publicly you'll go, oops, I just praised God out in public. Because if you don't do it in your private life, you're definitely not going to do it in your public life. Because it's not even on the tip of your tongue. We need to praise God publicly. Everywhere we go, praise Him. Praise Him at home. Just try to find things to praise Him for. Tonight, when you go to, before you go to bed, pray, okay? And instead of diving into, Oh, God, I need this and I need this and I need to take care of this person and this person and this person. I know, you don't. We pray for other people. That's our, well, I've got all these people I got to pray for. I'm not asking for me. I'm asking for them. Before you get to all of that, just take a few minutes and praise God. Not for anything he's done for you, just for who he is.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I'm going to tell you at the beginning, it's going to be hard. Because guess what? Your flesh goes, what are you doing? It doesn't want to do it. This flesh does not want to praise God. And it will fight you a little bit. And it'll be like, what is wrong with you? And you'll be sitting there going, well, what do I praise him about? But do it anyways. Just start thinking about his attributes. You know, we don't know love but through God. God is love. That means love doesn't exist if God doesn't exist. So take some time tonight and just praise him. Praise him for who he is. He'll change you. He'll make a difference in your life. Lastly, last point, the consistency of your praise. Go to Psalm 113. Psalm 113, verses 1 through 3. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Charles Spurgeon said, praise is the rehearsal for our eternal song. Amen. Folks, don't wait till you get to heaven to give God praise. Because then it'll just be natural. That's what we're going to be doing. Think about it. What are the heavenly beings up there doing? There's beings above God's throne who have, I don't know how long they've been doing it, but ever since this earth has been around, they've been singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. They've been doing that for years. They're going to continue to do that all into eternity. That is their job. That is what they do. He deserves it to hear from us. Don't wait till then to give him praise. Do it now. Get into practice. Get the practice in now. Man, imagine getting up there. You'll be a natural at it by then if you've been doing it here on this earth. You'll be like, God, I've been praising you already. You got new songs for me to praise you about? Awesome. Bring them to me. I mean, who knows what he's got for us to sing for him. Don't wait till you're up there in your new body when it's easy to do. Do it now. Do it now. Like I said, it may not be easy. Your flesh will fight you. But beat that flesh down. Our flesh needs a good beating once in a while by the Spirit. It needs to be told, no, you're going to do this. And the more you do it, it will get easier. It will. It'll become natural. Like I said, maybe you'll be out in public and you'll accidentally say something to the cashier about how great and good your God is. Whoa, you give him some praise. And God will be up in heaven going, that's my child. Yeah, that's my child. Praise the Lord, folks.
Amen.
Just because of who he is. That's my message tonight. I encourage you. Make sure you give God praise.
Amen.
Gives him glory. Glorifies him. It's good for us to do. We need to get in the habit of doing it. Just make it part of your regular routine. Every time you go to pray to him, just take a moment. Don't jump into your prayer requests. Take a moment and just praise him for who he is. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes.